really there was, and it's not like a, really a voice. It's just like you just hear it. It's like there's, it's like information that's just kind of coming through you. I scooted back to my spot, and then it went something like this. What humans do is they are born pure light beings and have beliefs that are instilled into us. And through that conditioning, we have fears. And through those fears, we manifest dis-ease. And through that dis-ease, we then embody blocked energy. Is that correct? And they said, yes, that is correct. Yes. Then I would ask, so the vine that goes upwards towards the sky, that represents the DNA, and that the bush is really what releases the DMT, and that combination basically is allowing you to free the fears out of the humans. Is that correct? And they said, yes, that is correct. Yes, that is correct. And I would then say, and so then this medicine allows us to then release these fears, which would allow us to open up, which would allow us to grow, which would allow us to heal. Is that correct?
Yes,
that is correct. And when they wave those feathers and the Inkaros are chanting down, it's a pulsing, pulsing, pulsing. And what it's doing is it's pushing the fear, drawing them in, pushing them out. Is that correct? And they say,
Here Be Monsters, the podcast about
zippy, 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 zippy.
The podcast about
the unknown, no, 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 no.
So I have really beautiful friends, you know, and sometimes you have friends that are in your life for, you know, a long time, and then you think that the unthinkable is not going to happen, and it does.
I recently visited my old boss, Cherub. She used to own a health food store in my hometown on an island in the Puget Sound of Washington State.
So I always build altars. I love altars, and I feel like they set the focal point of the process.
Just after I left for college, something unexplainable happened to her best friend's daughter.
So what I have here is I have a little, there's a little gold chair with her picture in it. There is a piece of Palo Santo wood, which is the holy wood from South America, and Herba Santa, also South American, and that one is a very protective plant. And then there's a little piece of resin here from the Amazon that can be burned. And then I have a little ashtray that has a two-headed serpent, the great white serpent with the human ears, and that will be significant in the story.
Cherub is someone who keeps her thoughts for a long time, doesn't really move on prematurely.
We had a very tragic accident on our island here in Washington State, and a very beautiful little girl, 9 years old. She was known as Zippy, and Zippy passed on Christmas in a very bizarre accident in from nature, which was a big limb of a tree landing on the car, and Zippy was killed instantly. Feelings of the grief were so tremendous, I eventually had to seek other forms of medicine. Her death left a big mark. It's like grief is, you know, comes in waves and stuff, and you trust in it. Sometimes you need a little assistance, I feel like, to move through it. And I feel like I had heard enough about ayahuasca that it might give me a glimpse of a bigger space, that I could have a bigger sense of trust about her death.
Ayahuasca is a medicine from the Amazon rainforest made by cooking two plants together, which after simmering for several days turns into a drink called yage.
We have to remember the spirit of ayahuasca is actually a grandmother energy. It's a very caring, loving energy.
Spirituals and shamans have been drinking yage as a sacrament for as long as anyone can remember, probably because yage, or ayahuasca, contains a powerful hallucinogen called DMT, a drug that creates intense visuals and opens the mind for spiritual exploration and healing.
I had heard a lot about La Madrecita, as she's known. It's a very welcoming, like loving energy, actually. It is known as the vine of the soul or the vine of the dead. People know it as ayahuasca.
It's also illegal in the United States and many other countries. Of course, people still use ayahuasca. It just happens in remote locations off the beaten path during ceremonies led by shamans. Cherub left her home and traveled to a rainforest near the equator to spend a week with the shamans in La Madre Sita, the grandmother spirit of ayahuasca.
Like, it's a round kind of like a platform that was in this kind of jungle setting that was raised, and there was water underneath, and basically there were mats that you would put in a circle, so it was a circular wood structure. And the shamans are there to actually work specifically with people on an individual level, and they do what are called the ikaros, which are the shamanic vocal part of the ceremony. Okay, so my first intention was to meet Zippy, to meet this little girl in an altered state. I definitely thought that it would be cool to see her. Is it best to just speak it? I mean, sometimes I wonder if it's best for me to read it.
We could do both.
We could do both. Okay, maybe we'll do both. Okay, so I drank my yaga and it tasted good. All of a sudden, I started to just connect. I started to notice that the sound itself started to just pulse like a freaking heartbeat. And I could feel the vibration of the chants pounding into the fear. The stream of intelligence begins. Pyramids, a tetrahedron, get grid patterns, multi-dimensional eyes. I hear noises like clicks and robotic sounds. And then I remembered Zippy. And I began to sob, and I was calling her name. Where are you? Please come to me. I am here. And in that sadness, I dropped down into a chamber. It was gray and black with walls, the sad, dark place of grief and the place of not trusting. I was not scared. There were tunnels, blocks, bottom feelings. Then the end of a snake, a white serpent, swished through. And then again, it moved through the chamber, quick like a flash. The white serpent, it was her, Great Aya Spirit, showing me. In that moment, I realized I can speak to Great Mother, and I asked her to help me. And then I said, Zippy, where are you? And all of a sudden, all of the crickets, all of nature said in a voice like a munchkin, Zippy, 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 Zippy. So I threw my legs over it like I was straddling a horse, holding on to the ears of the snake, you know? And next thing you know, just...
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Whoosh! She started taking me through these wormholes. It felt like a space of eternal time. Like I was immersed in Jell-O. All of a sudden, I just hear this voice of this little girl say, it's me, Cherub. Yes, this is where I am. I began a 2.5-hour dialogue with this little friend of mine. I would say things like, oh my God, is this multidimensional reality?
She says, yeah, don't you get it? You see the whole sea, you can go anytime, any place, anywhere I want to go, I can go that fast. Why do you think my name was Zippy? Why do you think I love rainbows? Do you see where we are? Cherub.
Oh my god, I'm probably just making this up.
No, Cherub, it's real. Anytime, any place, Cherub, that's what I can do now. That anywhere I want to go, this is how it works.
It's not my imagination.
I chose this. I love this. I was too big for the body, too boring.
I love you, Zippy.
I love you too, Cherub. Watch this.
Zip zap, she was off and never leaving my voice. When I awakened the next day, I had Zippo grief. All of a sudden, that feeling of that heaviness, that sadness in me, that really weird confusion, that questioning, it just wasn't there anymore. What it did for me is it actually showed me that there is something that's outside of my understanding, outside of my perspective, my realm of my understanding of physical reality.
So do you fear death now?
No, I don't. I feel like I really have transformed my own fear around death because I transformed my belief around Zippy's death. And so that's the extraordinary gift. Somehow in her dying, there was such an expansion in my own belief system and my own consciousness that it actually transformed me. That certainly is a great gift. And that's then the attitude that I have towards the medicine. She is this incredibly great gift on this planet that can help so many humans.
This episode of Here Be Monsters was produced by Lauren Stelling. Lauren is a photographer working and living in Seattle, Washington. Her photographs are amazing, and you can check them out online at laurenlstelling.com. Here Be Monsters is a podcast about fear and the unknown. So if you have a story to tell, or if you know someone who does, please let us know. That's what Lauren did, and that's how this episode was made. So send us your thoughts and pitches with the contact form available on our new, beautiful website. It's hbmpodcast.com. There you'll also find a collection of some of the better articles written about ayahuasca. And also, if you found this episode interesting, you definitely want to check out HBM episode 15. It's called Jacob Visits Saturn. It's about MDMA therapy, you know, like ecstasy and Molly. All that and more at hbmpodcast.com. Here Be Monsters is produced by myself, Jeff Entman, along with help from our story editor, Bethany Denton. Okay, so big thank you this week to Choke Chinche Journeys in Peru for providing the recordings of the Acaro chants that you heard in this episode. Their website is www.bio, like bio like biology, so biopark.org. The music you heard on this episode came from three different artists. You heard from Sarocell, Monster Rally, and Half Ghost. You can find links to their work, you guessed it, on the website, hbmpodcast.com. And the last thing. So you're hearing this right now, and that means that someone you care about told you about the show. I know that because that's really the only way it happens right now. We don't pay to advertise the show. And the biggest favor you could ever do is just keep that cycle going. So download the podcast archive, tweet about it, email it to your mom, or just like write us an iTunes review. A little bit goes such a long way in podcasting. All right, thanks for listening. More episodes soon.